CJLO, 1690 AM. And if you hear this music in the background, that means it's time for me to chat with people. And so...
We're people?
Yeah, people, yes.
Really?
Not even AI robots
so nice.
Today.
Oh my God.
I am joined by two members of the band Chuzo, who are from Montreal, doing aggressive agro metal is the name of it.
That is correct.
We'll get into all that, but I'll let the two of you intro yourselves so that people can put a name to a voice. So tell the people who you is and what you do's in Chuzo.
Well, I am Misha. I don't like being people, though. I like being a robot.
All right.
Yeah, that's okay. So I'm going to introduce myself as a robot.
No, fair enough. Yeah. Are you robot, or are you more like cyborg type of thing? Which would you prefer there?
Robot.
Just straight
fully robot.
Full robot. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
No feelings.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean...
Aggressive feelings.
Cold steel hard.
The only feeling is aggressiveness, and that's it.
Yeah, like a killing machine or something. Well, yeah, I'm the singer. That's all I have to say. It's not AI voice, though. Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, we could train
it. We haven't talked about that.
Okay, okay. Yeah. That's an area he's very touchy about AI.
Okay. Maybe we'll get into that during this. It's not like I wrote a question about it. I mean, continuing.
Well, to all the listeners of CJLO Montreal, hello to you all. My name is Christian. I am the guitar player, backing vocals, founding member of Chuzo. It's an honor to be here. Thank you so much for the invite.
No problem. Thank you for coming in on such a cold day. Actually, it's not even too cold out
there. It's tolerable, survivable.
Yeah. So, but I mean, to come in, to actually leave the house is a feat during this time. So I like to thank people more for the winter because, you know, it's frankly just miserable out there. And if you're like me, you fall all the time in the winter, so.
Well, for me, it wasn't that big of a deal. I live close by NDG, so I can walk it here, it's fine. For her, on the other hand, it's been quite a trauma from Brazil from here, Montreal to Brazil, then back to Montreal.
Ah.
So.
Are you heading back to Brazil tonight? Just a nice quick hour-long jump on the plane.
Yeah. Just go through like a wormhole and just land there.
Let's get the...
Back to the 100% humidity. I think that's the thing, too. It's so dry right now. It's even hard to speak.
Well, let me start this off. I like to start off all my interviews the same because structure is important.
Mm-hmm.
So what's a question that you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering? If I have it on this list, I'll strike it. You won't have to address it.
I don't think there's like... We haven't had any controversial questions thus far. Besides... No. I can't think of anything, no. So...
Yeah. Give us everything.
No limits.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Maybe it's time for some controversy.
Yeah. Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
I like to throw in one or two that can make people upset during the course of this. So we'll see what happens.
All right.
Let's talk about Maximum Threshold, Minimum Decay, MTMD, which is the newest release that you've put out.
Mm-hmm.
It's been out for a bit now. What kind of response have you gotten from people for it?
Firstly, there's the response from the fans. I've had quite a few messages from close friends and acquaintances. One from a close acquaintance, he kind of was texting me about, today I'm in, dude, like he had to text me and said, I'm right now in the metro. I'm on Spotify. I just heard The Brulator for the first time. It's the best song I've heard in such a long time, man. I'm repeating all day. It's like, thanks, man. That's really cool. And other people are just kind of really getting a lot of great responses just out of the word we're saying, well, you guys sound different. You're not like the same, which it's kind of like what I feel as composer, guitar player. If I get these responses, I'm doing my job right.
Do you think that, because I know that your band has gone through some lineup changes.
Quite like many
lineups. Quite a few.
Yeah.
Has it been that you're still kind of the main person who's songwriting, or have you kind of, with the incorporation of new people, have you brought in more of their things to write things?
That is a great question, Andrew.
All right, fair enough.
Yes, to be completely honest, at least for the first two iterations of Chuzo, Mark 1 and Mark 2, I'm pretty much the guy who brought 99% of the riffs and 99% of the lyrics, with collaborations here and there with the occasional spot, but nothing really that deep.
Mm-hmm.
This has changed drastically, at least with this, with the corporations of Misha and our bass player, Alex. Shout out to Alex. And also considering that Carlos was the drummer that joined us in the Mark II formation, and he's the one who's stuck with me the longest, tolerating my ideas. And what's right off the bat, when the previous singer David and Camilo, bass player Mark II, left amicably, no drama there.
Right.
Me and Carlos started writing, and that kind of pushed our buttons. How to basically, you tell me you can get a better riff than this. Can you give me more of a blast beat like that? And at least me and him alone, I can say this. I was able to communicate with him. He giving me really good ideas to continue on to compose the songs that we did specifically for MTMD. Now with the cooperation of Misha and Carlos for MTMD, she did a great job putting the lyrics for Brutalator, because I had a writer's block. I told her I can't write nothing. I can't think of anything. Please help me. And she came up with that, and I also encouraged her to write the intro, a little piano part. Mm-hmm. That's all her.
Oh.
And so this iteration of Mark III Chuzo has been really creative and collaborative in that aspect. And nowadays, me and Alex, we've been writing new songs. We've got 3 new songs right off the bat. We're working on a few more.
Nice.
And I can say this, if you already heard MTMD, kiss it goodbye, because the sound of that album's already gone. We've already out-riffed it. The new songs, which we've done already, we've already gotten to a whole other level of riffing and speed and precision and whatnot. And so, yeah, this iteration, the incorporation of Alex and Misha, has been nothing but fruitful, and it's getting a whole lot of fire to our fuels. It's getting going with more compositions and playing live. What do you think?
As for feedback, a lot of people are saying, oh, I love the riffs. It's so old school, but they're so fun. Mm-hmm. And the vocals, it's just nothing you've ever done and nothing we've ever heard. Mm-hmm. So everyone's just this is so fresh. But sometimes people are having a hard time just giving a label. And that's mm-hmm. why we went with the agro metal thing. Mm-hmm. We're just hey, this is us. We're not trying to do anything that has mm-hmm. existed. We want to do something new.
Yeah. And also, it just helps to we are us. We're just we're our own band. We're not representing a scene. We're not a poster boy of a scene. We're not a poster boy of a genre, so on and so forth. We are us. We decided to put the label agro metal because we get bored easily as musicians. We can't play just only hardcore, only death metal, only grindcore.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I love grindcore. But I do get bored of it pretty quickly.
Right.
So I have one grindcore part here, and then I move with a little doom metal part, and I add a little hardcore part, mix and match, and kind of have a little Tetris game going on in your head. And this is fun, and this is cool, and I think it's something that's, at least for me, always gives a new creative spark. So it encourages me to revisit the old school, what used to inspire me, and check out the new, what could inspire me. And that's why I think we are very, at least I'm proud, and I can speak for the band, that we're very proud of our sound. No one sounds like us, no one can be like us.
You are a very unique kind of concept here in Montreal, because there are bands who are doing things that you are doing, but not in the same combination. There's obviously, you guys, I can hear there's some new metal-y things going on. There's some thrashy things going on, and we have those here in Montreal. But the combination of that plus also some D-beat things that are going on in there, because saw some Dysphere on some of the interviews I read.
Yep.
It took all I had not to write a question to talk about Dysphere the entire time here.
I love that. How much time you got?
Do you find it's difficult for you to kind of be put on different bills with people, being that you kind of have so many influences you're drawing from? Because I've talked with bands who say, we are a band that kind of is mashing these things together. Mm-hmm. It's hard for us to play mm-hmm. with anyone because we don't sound the same. Mm-hmm. And others who are like, well, we just can adapt the sound to whatever we want. And mm-hmm. so it's easy for us to play. Where do you kind of fall on there?
I want to hear her answer first, because I'm pretty sure my experiences have been different.
Well, I think that's a great question, because we've played all sorts of shows with all sorts of people. And it's the reactions sometimes, they're just like, what is this? It has nothing to do with anyone else on this bill. But on the other hand, playing with bands that are more similar, it works out, because I think we also kind of stand out a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's been good. Been good. But we need to play more shows too.
Yeah. On one end, it is always positive to play live no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the show, I suppose, I've had good shows. I've had good experiences with the eclectic bills, like the emo band, the punk band, the weird industrial DJ, then us. And I get it. It's fun to just support community, and just for the aspect of being in a band needs to be play live and needs to have a crowd. On the other hand, I'm at least from this point on, as a band leader, we're striving really hard to just like play with the heavier bands, because I mean, there's been not instances like, sure, we're in a bill of the show, we're helping out a friend, and this one band brings all the friends, and once they play, they all leave.
Yep, yep.
And so that's not community, that's just elitism. Let's call it as it is. So we're not about that. We wanna play as many people that want to appreciate our music, who are heavy music from lovers. And by heavy music, you can go from the hardcore, you can go from the death metal, you can go from the metal, you can go from heavy emo if you like. But the fact of the matter is, we're not here to cater to none of those scenes or none of those genres. We're here to be ourselves and write music for ourselves. I make music because I want to play what I want, and I don't need to apologize for that. And I think she can feel the same way. She writes the lyrics, and it's the way she screams because she does it that way. That's what she wants, not because not to abide by any other pseudo style that should be popular or not these days.
Well, let's get a little controversy perhaps in here, because I've often asked a lot of bands, no matter what they're doing, if they're it actually works regardless if they're doing like trad stuff or if they're mixing stuff together. Mm-hmm. I find that when I talk to people who like metal, a lot of them are strictly like backwards looking in what they're talking about. Like, oh man, you know, it was great back like 10 years ago, all the bands were great, now everything sucks.
Yeah.
That's true.
Do you think that kind of is something that's now starting to fall away? Because I haven't heard that argument as much in the past, like, say, 4 years or so, 4 or 5 years. But before that, it seemed like everyone was like, oh, this doesn't sound like, you know, yeah, whatever.
Everyone was
like
a purist. Yeah, exactly. Everyone has an opinion. I have my thoughts on it. What do you think, Misha? I mean, you come from Brazil, and that was like a different level and different scene too, that had like pretty different type of appreciation.
Yeah. Well,
so
people there are pretty elitist about things, and they they have their circles and all that, and they don't mix.
Yeah.
But I was actually thinking, like, maybe it might have to do with like just the way we consume things today. Like, maybe with like streaming, you get fed what you listen to, and it just brings you more of that. And maybe that's why people are just like, oh, I'm having so much fun now. Maybe the algorithms really understand me, you know? Maybe, but maybe not. It could be also, there's just so many bands.
Yes.
It's like an explosion. Mm. So maybe it's just easier to find things.
There was something like in like a month of 2025, more things were released than in all of like 1982 combined.
Wow.
Or something. Yeah. Like, it's insane the amount of bands that are out right now. You're totally right. Like, I mean, there's no matter what you want to hear at any given time, there's something if you look hard enough for it.
Yeah, you 100%, will find it.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, I think, yes, you are right. Within the last 5 years-ish, there's been not so much like what you're implying is the purist, the purist mentality, the guy who's like the old school traditional guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I mean, I lived the 90s, man. And if there's ever a division, that was the division of all, like, grunges didn't mix with the punkers. The punkers didn't mix with the metal guys. The metal guys definitely didn't mix with the death metal guys.
Nope.
It was division, here's the line, you do not cross it. Then came a band, then came new metal that kind of mixed it up. Then came other bands, Rage Against the Machine kind of mixed it up. And as years went by, like, deathcore is a mix, metalcore is a mix, and they're purist on those sides, and you realize that metalcore wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Swedish death metal, and I'm from the school of Swedish death metal, so I should be a purist. That being said, what I think now is going on is, like, at least since the COVID years till now, kids are just really fed up with the labels. I've seen so many rappers wearing metal shirts, and I've seen so many metal guys dressed like rappers putting on a nice t-shirt and stuff like that. So right now, I think is, and this is just my appreciation, no one has to agree with it, my humble opinion.
Right.
I think that now maybe it's a generation of fuck the labels, the hell with the divisions, whatnot. We like good music. So if a band, like, here's a great example. In Montreal, when Slipknot played, who opened for them? Cypress Hill.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I've been to a Cypress Hill show as a metalhead, and I'm a big fan too. It's a great, it's a fun show. It's a show made for metalheads and rappers and everybody who wants to have fun. Key word, fun.
You keep using this word fun. I'm not really familiar with it in metal. It sounds like something that'll get people real upset to say.
Okay, so we play aggro metal, also known as fun metal.
Yeah, smile or something. So
I mean, as it should be.
Yeah.
But like, that's another thing that I think has kind of, I guess it hasn't really fallen by the wayside because the world has gotten more depressing since the COVID.
Yeah.
But like, it feels like people want to have want to have the concept of fun come back.
Yeah.
Which is nice and refreshing.
And refreshing, yeah.
I would like that because, like, sure, like, it's great to be grim and serious and Travu and Cavalt and all of the things and paint your face like an adorable little dead guy, but, like, you know, maybe have some fun with it, too.
Yeah.
Realizing, I just said, paint your face like an adorable little dead guy.
Yeah, like,
oh, black metalers, that's you know it, kid.
Yeah, I think it's like, I mean, I've been a metalhead most of my life, and I've always been tired of the labels. As a metalhead, I, like, again, lived in the 90s in Santiago, Chile, and there's, like, again, Santiago, Chile is, like, a hub for metal, so if you're thrash metal, and, you know, Tamaraya is from Chile, so he's a demigod down there. Mm-hmm. Everyone looks like Tamaraya. And so I'm there with a Korn shirt, I'm there with a Soulfly shirt, I'm an enemy. And I've been, I was there's some aggressive shit that went for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving to Calgary, Alberta, in my 20s, here I am with a Fear Factory shirt and an emo show, everyone's making fun of me. It just comes to a point that, you know what, don't listen to nobody. And I think that's what I'm trying to get at. That today's kid is like, I'm not listening to nobody. I'm listening to what I like. I'm wearing what I like. If you like it, cool. If you don't, there's a sea of other hobbies and other underground scenes of shoegaze, new gaze, mellow gaze, underground gaze, and whatever gaze that you can get into. And it's all going to be accepting. That's the thing I think that I'm trying to get at is, I know I'm pretty sick and tired of elitist little scenes that you're not allowed to get in here because you're not hardcore enough. You don't wear the X's. You're not black metal enough. You don't burn enough churches. Anyways, that's my humble opinion. No one's to agree with it.
It's also weirdly self-defeating in a way to be like, oh, well, I mean, because if you're saying things like, oh, the music was good like 10 years ago, why are you going to anything now? Like, what are you listening to now? You just want well, it was perfected back when, you know, the Bay Area bands were doing thrash. No one should do any more thrash anymore. Is that what you're saying? Like, no, of course not. Like, you can't possibly be saying, well, maybe people are actually, now that I think about it. Like, people are very weird in some of their ideas that they have. But
I mean, when at least in the music world, it's in the metal world, it's been either really detrimental, like really like being against a certain genre and whatnot, or being blocking our genre, or very open and just, hey, it's almost like hippie metal. Hey, everyone, open arms. Come here, let's go see Spirit Box. It's a fun time. So it should not be that hard. You like what you like and respect what you don't like, and respect the people who don't. If you don't like the music, other people respect that they're doing it. And I know that I've played a lot of shows with bands that were terrible. I'm not giving any names.
Right.
But I appreciate that the fact they put us on the bill. And I also say the same thing to every band. Like, I can only dream of making music you do, and your drummer's amazing. That's kind of like a backhanded compliment saying that the band is kind of chill. But your drummer's amazing. So it's all a question of just being accepting and just, like, being yourself. And that's what I think we thrive as a band, is being ourselves. She brings her lyrics and her style of vocals. Alex is now bringing much more technical death metal tapping thing on the bass, and it's basically accepting all the influences that she could be in and making this one beautiful thing called Chuzo. Kind of similar to what Canada is, multicultural.
It's almost like diversity is good. What a outsider take
what
here.
What a novel concept. Oh my goodness.
Oh God, 2025 is a disaster. Anyway.
24 hours before the death of democracy.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry. Steer it back.
Anyway, bringing it back. Did I read correctly that you opened for Sepultura when they came through?
Oh,
just saw Sepultura?
We saw Sepultura.
Okay, because I was going to say, that would be quite...
That would be my dream come true. But no, we were one of the humble people who bought tickets and went to see Sepultura, and the last show that was here, and I teared up at the end.
Well, if we are talking, though, about kind of playing and the international aspect, I know that basically every member of the band comes from kind of a different background, which I thought was super interesting. And the other kind of thing that I thought was interesting is I was reading through the press releases, and normally when bands have, you know, members who are from different places, they are very quick to be like, oh, international band, wow, we're doing all of these things. Mm-hmm. But you guys don't seem to really lean into that. Have you chosen not to do that for a specific reason, or is it just like, we don't really think it's that interesting, or something to that effect?
Well, for starters, the fact that we have a multicultural bandmates in this band is pure accidental. It was not planned out.
Okay.
So it would be very hypocritical and cheesy of my part. Oh, I have a multicultural band. Let's exploit that. No, it just came out that way. And she's from Brazil. Oh yeah, oh shit, he's from Russia. Like, it just came out to be that way. And I think it's what I think that Chuzo should be much more. At least people, at least in my mind, what people should be focused more on shoes was just the music and what the and what a Venezuelan drummer, Chilean guitarist, Brazilian singer, and a bass player from Russia can put together all for the love of metal. And that thing that should be like the be all end all. The fact that we have a multicultural background is cool. Does it really matter?
I mean, has that? But is there something that like has been brought in by? Well, I mean, obviously, metal is a multicultural, international thing. But is there something that like maybe that you've taken from like your upbringing in Brazil that maybe you've brought to the band? Something from like Chile that you've brought into it? Like, are there different influences that kind of fit from that are more international that you wouldn't expect that are being involved? Do you think?
Yes. Mainly that the, like I said recently, writing with Alex, his influence as a technical death metal player. So he's like tapping on the bass line. His influence has basically been really, really valuable in writing new songs. Now as a whole, I mean, I can only bring what I got, and I'm still the 15-year-old kid, and like in the body of this guy that still riffs Sepultura and Slayer riffs and worships upon the altar these last names like Chino Moreno, Tom Araya, Max Cavalera, Robert Trujillo, all these like Latino names that just, oh my God, that if these guys are being accepted in metal on like other genres, there's something that's appealing to me. And I think the same thing can be said for Misha, because coincidentally, her favorite band is Rush.
Mm.
So there's other, that Canadian connection. There's like the aspect of being a musically trained in the ear to actually admire and to know how to like and how to listen to those type of music. So it's her aspiration and basically her contribution has been basically very almost like classical music formation kind of thing. So,
With pianos going on.
Yeah, pianos.
Too.
Yeah, and she writes great lyrics. And overall, I think that it's just, I think that all of us, one way or another, we put aside our collective cultural differences and we just have a love for the riff and a love for the intensity of making heavy music, because all of us, one way or another, personally speaking, we all have our own sad stuff to go through and we all kind of just put it into our positivity. We all dump it into like the riff machine that we try to make and dump out positivity, I mean, really cool riffs. That's, I think, the best collaboration thus far, and that's what the best thing has been contributed from all these members nowadays in the Mark III formation.
But I do think we bring a bit of like who we are, like our opinions, like our upbringing, our vision of the world, like our stance with things. And I do think also maybe something that makes our sound a bit different is something from South America, just like the rhythm,
the passion,
the savageness, the jungle beat.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit of the syncopation, just where we put the accents and stuff. So maybe that comes through a bit. But it's definitely not like, okay, we have to do it. Let's bring like percussion instruments.
It's all no interpretation. That's where like what we feel the song goes and how the riffs come down. I'm the first one to say when I show up with a new song and I show the riff and I say, what do you guys like it? What do you feel about it? And they're going to say yes, no. And if it's a no, ditch it and write something about. I'm not hurt about it. This is about making music that all of us love to play live, and that's I think the best thing about being in a band. There's nothing worse than being in a band where you're like there and just hate playing the songs, or the singer is just an asshole, whatever. So it's good to be in a band where everyone is enjoying the songs and everyone feels that song is part of theirs too, because they actually had a contribution with the song and with the album and with the concept, so on and so forth.
Well, now I know you've mentioned that you've written a couple new things from MTMD. Is MTMD just like a statement of purpose? Is it like a stopgap between the 2.0 to what you have for the new 3.0 that you've been talking about? How do you view it as a release in your
discussion? It's a good entree, a mousse-bouche. It's the three songs that we wrote were the three songs that came out the best for us, at least, and composition wise. We have a few other ones, we just ditched them because we didn't feel them. Something about it.
Yeah.
And once we were done with the collaboration with her vocals, and once we, I also asked Alex to put like some bass solo, some bass lines in between certain parts. We were very, I don't know, I was very keen in writing songs and letting the world know that this Chuzo is just the beginning. This is the thing that this monster, musical monster called Chuzo, finally has now the proper ingredients to basically come to the world as it's supposed to be. Mm. And so MTMD was just basically, I said it somewhere around the lines that this is our audio shotgun blast to the world to make sure to pay attention and listen to us. We got something to say, and we're not your average metallic hardcore band. We're not your average grindcore death metal band. We're not your average thrash metal band. We have all that and then some, and we want this album to be like not a statement of intent, but just a statement of like purpose. This is what we are, and this is what we're going for, and follow us on a journey because we got more to come.
Well, I already played Brand New Cell off of here. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking now I'll get your opinions here. Mm. Now I'm going to end off the show with a track.
All right.
So now the question is, should I play Bruised and Broken or The Brutalator? And, you know, oddly as I'm looking at this, I didn't notice that all of these are all B's to start off.
I knew you were going to ask that.
I'm sure that was just kind of like that couldn't have been intentional, right? Like,
again, coincidental.
Yeah, all right.
Coincidental.
Because otherwise I'd be like, it's MTMD. You know, guys, you missed it right there. You could have just put that there.
Yeah.
But if I were to play something, what would you say to do now? What would be a good ender versus continuation right now?
I think we could go with Bruised and Broken.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we'll play some Bruised and Broken. Everyone, you can listen to what Chuzo is doing on Maximum Threshold, Minimum Decay. I mean, you already got to hear some of it before, so don't lie and say that I never gave you anything. I'm just saying. But here is some Bruised and Broken. Go to their Bandcamp, which is Chuzo MTL?
Chuzo MTL, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought that was right, but, you know.
.badcamp.com.
Yeah. I'm frequently wrong about these things. I got it right. Excellent.
Don't be too hard on yourself, Andrew. You're doing great. You're doing fantastic.
I do what I can. You know, I try and do what I can. So we'll listen to this. We'll play some ads, and then we'll be back. And then it'll basically be toward the end of the show.
Cool.
And get one or two more questions in. Got to find out what favorite tree is. You know, got to go from there.
I got that.
So keep it locked. CJLO 1690 AM. This is Grade A Explosives. More with Chuzo once we come back from this.
You will see!